This one asks, ask him if his Montana elk of the last 5 to 6 years are on public ground, and if so, if the ground is landlocked by leased private land.
I hunt, the last 5 years I've hunted mostly on public land for elk. I say mostly because the areas I hunt are like a lot of areas in the West. They're checkerboard of public and private tracks. Part of that because the railroads many decades ago got land that was every other section as part of opening up the West, and so I hunt mostly on public land, and the places I hunt are not landlocked. No, they're not landlocked just by private property. For example, there were several other bow hunters after my world record elk that I shot in 2000. And I was worried about that the whole hunt because I knew that elk had been seen and I knew other people coveted that elk. And the reason I got that elk more than anything else was my guide and I were walking farther from the roads before daylight than anybody else, and we were getting into the heart of the country. We were just working harder at it than anybody else. But in my opinion, the biggest elk in North America are on public land, and the reason is simple. And I'm not knocking outfitters here, but private land is often outfitted land, and outfitters are in it to make a buck. And I think that private land hunted by outfitters is usually just slightly overhunted, and the very top-end bull elk are shot every year before they can reach their full potential. And so I think bow hunters, whether it be Montana or Arizona or New Mexico, probably have a better chance of shooting a real monster bull on public land than they do on private land. And or it might be a state section that is very carefully controlled by a state like Colorado for big antler potential. And it, you know, in that case, you've got to put in your lottery request every year for tag, and hopefully someday you'll draw. But very often, those best controlled areas are also public land.